Here we have it, because the gospel is the message of separation. Salvation is essentially separation, as is proved and demonstrated in many, many ways in Scripture. God's great purpose of grace toward men is that of separating a people for himself from the rest of fallen humanity. Christians here tonight, never forget that. There was a time when the Lord set his eye on you. It tells us here that he saw him. He saw Matthew sitting there in his unconverted, unregenerate state. He set his eye on him. And there was a day when the Lord set his eye on you, child of God.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale. Welcome to our program today as we seek to preach the fullness of Christ to sinners in all their need and to the edification of the Lord's redeemed people.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the lights burned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything, now I gladly own him as my King. Now my ransomed soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free.
Hello and welcome to our program today. I'm Andrew Fitton, the pastor of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, 1879 58th Avenue, Surrey. We give a warm invitation to you and your family to attend the Western Bible Conference in our congregation in Cloverdale from Friday the 31st of July through to Sunday the 2nd of August. The meetings will be advertised on our webpage, CloverdaleFPC.ca. Do visit our page for the times of those services, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and our Facebook page as well will have the details of these meetings. During the month of July, we are sharing old messages from our conference with you here on our program. Today's preacher is the Reverend John Greer from Northern Ireland, and his subject is the power of the gospel to save, the power of the gospel to save. May the Lord bless the preaching of his word to your soul.
And so I bring that to your attention tonight. Sinner, see where you are. You're earth-tied, you're fettered to this world and to all that you think it can do for you, your sin, your ways, and so forth. You need to be lifted out of it. You need to be elevated, in other words. You need a resurrection within your soul that will bring you out of that miry clay and that horrible pit and set your feet on the rock, Christ Jesus, and put a new song in your soul and give you a right standing with God and lift you toward God, toward heaven. I was referring, it's hard to remember what message this was in, but over this weekend, but Moses, oh yeah, it was last night, I believe, about, I was referring to Genesis 28 and Jacob, where he was fleeing and running away from God. And the Lord caught up with him, and the Lord met with him. And he had that vision of the ladder. Now think about that ladder. It was a ladder that stretched, was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And standing at the top of the ladder, there was the Lord who was speaking to Jacob. And ascending and descending on that ladder, there were the angels of God. What was that ladder? This was a vision. It was a vision of a mediator. Because this ladder brought heaven and earth together. And the Lord is standing at the top of it. My dear friend, as a symbol of Christ, the one mediator between God and man. But think of a ladder for a moment. What happens when you put your foot on the first rung of a ladder? Your connection with the ground is broken. You are elevated to a certain level. And as you keep climbing that ladder, the elevation continues. And so Jacob sees this. And this is the night Jacob was saved. It was a vision of Christ, the mediator, as I've already said. He saw the Lord in that symbolic way. And he was shown that the Lord would deliver him from his earthliness and from his carnality. Jacob was a deceiver. Jacob was a man who cheated over and over again his own family members. He is a wretched sinner. He's running from God. And suddenly the Lord shows him where he is and what's happening to him. And that night Jacob stepped onto that ladder, so to speak, and he was elevated right out of his sinful life. That is why he then built the altar and poured out the oil and made his vows to serve God thereafter, because that night God saved Jacob. But in what we notice in Genesis 28, there is a tremendous illustration of what happens here, where it says of Matthew, he rose up. Elevation. If you look at Luke 10, just a few chapters over, and the verse number 15, there's something there that ties in with what I'm saying. Luke 10, 15. And listen to these words. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be thrust down to hell. And that verse has tremendous meaning. It's a verse that has to do with people hearing the gospel. Capernaum. That was the city that the Lord made his center. From there, he went out into Galilee and on out through the whole land preaching the gospel. Capernaum became the very focal point of the Lord's ministry. And because Christ preached in Capernaum, Capernaum was exalted to heaven. What that means is the people of Capernaum heard the message that Christ saves and Christ lifts people and elevates people. That's the sense of that language. And I'm warning you tonight, every time you hear the gospel and you reject the gospel, you're like the people of Capernaum. As you hear the gospel, you are being exalted to heaven. You're being shown that there's a way back to God. You see, heaven is closed against sinners. Do you get that? Your sin has shut heaven to you. Only Christ can open heaven. And he opened heaven by his own death and by the shedding of his blood. And he makes a way back into God's favor and into God's acceptance. And so Capernaum had heard that message. And you see, men and women, that's the city where Matthew lived. All that we read about in Luke 5 in our message tonight, it happened in Capernaum. The city that was exalted to heaven by Christ preaching there and ministering there. Notice what Christ says here. Thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. What does that mean? It means that there are sinners who are favored with hearing the gospel and the way back into God's favor and the message of forgiveness and pardon, that's to be exalted up to heaven. That's to be shown that there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. But if you don't obey that message, you will be thrust down to hell. You're being shown in the gospel that God elevates sinners right to glory. But only those who believe. And if you don't believe, from the very gates of heaven, so to speak, you will go down into hell. He rose up. The message of separation. He left all, the message of separation. He rose up, the message of elevation, the gospel is. But in the third and final place, the gospel is the message of identification. It says, he rose up and left all and followed him. He identified himself with Christ. Therefore, here is this issue of identification in the gospel. He was not ashamed to be associated with the Lord Jesus. The gospel calls sinners to this very issue. Identify with Christ. It means following after Christ. The Lord had called him, follow me. He was effectively teaching, as we've seen, forsake your sin, turn from it, turn from the world, but walk after me, follow me. And so that's what happened. A turning from the old life to embrace the new life, to identify with the Savior, like the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 9, where Paul reminds those people, ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. That's identification with Christ. And my friend, are you prepared to take that step? Have you counted the cost if you don't take that step? That is, identifying with the Lord Jesus, following him. But also, identification involves fellowship with Christ as well as following Christ. Look at verse 29, the next verse. Levi made Christ a great feast in his own house. There you have identification in the form of fellowship with the Savior. He opened up his home to the Lord. He brought him in. And furthermore, he got all his friends in there who needed the Lord as well. And therefore, what a scene was in that home. What a glorious gathering there was there. This man is now not only following the Lord, he's fellowshipping with the Lord. And he wants others to meet the Lord. As he had met Jesus Christ that day. And you'll see as well In that little verse 29, faithfulness to Christ. Because as he identified himself with the Lord, it meant that he was taking a stand that meant that he could lose his life. Literally. Christ is hated. Christ is despised. But Matthew publicly, openly, identifies with him. And he is now Matthew's master and sovereign. And he's unashamed of the Lord Jesus. And this is all in these remarkable verses that lie where our text is found, where it says that he followed him. And my friend, there is his new focus. There is his new identification. It's Christ now whom I will follow the rest of my days. And let me tell you, Matthew walked with the Lord. He became one of his apostles, a preacher of the gospel, a writer of scripture. And where is Matthew now? As I speak to you, he's in the glory. He followed the Lord right into heaven. He walked with Jesus Christ for the rest of his days. And then one day the Lord took him home. As I was saying in these meetings, most of the apostles, as far as we can gather, died through martyrdom. And I certainly believe that to be the case. And so if assuming that Matthew died a martyr, it did not separate him from Christ. They cut Matthew off. Martyrdom, violent, cruel. The hands of evil men taking their instrument and doing to death a man of God. But you see, he's following the Christ, he's identified with the Christ who had conquered death. For Matthew, who died for Matthew, and therefore removed the sting from Matthew's death, so that when Matthew came to die at the end of the journey, death became the instrument by which the Lord took Matthew home. That's what death is for the Christian. Death for the unsaved is the instrument that takes them out into darkness and out into separation from God forever, out into endless punishment and everlasting wrath. But death for the Christian is a harmless thing. It's an instrument that the Lord has formed and has molded by he himself taking death and changing it for the child of God. So that the Christian's death is a precious thing. Isn't that what the Bible says? Psalm 116. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. Everything about the Christian is precious in the Lord's sight. Even the believer's death. And the Christian's death is precious in God's sight, because the Christian's death is a death in which Christ, having died for that person, the sting is gone, and the fragrance of Christ is in the believer's death, and the beauty of Christ's own work for that soul, that individual, is in the believer's death, and therefore it's precious in God's sight. You can't get better than that, if I can put it that way. You know how the world is madly passing laws to legalize euthanasia. And the word euthanasia means a good death. What a misnomer. Because when people are assisted in dying, their souls are launched out into God's eternity to come under his wrath and his curse. And there's nothing good about that. Nothing. Euthanasia is a deception of Satan. My dear friend, See tonight what the Lord can do for you, what he did for Matthew. This is the gospel message, a message of separation, elevation, identification that brings the individual into a right standing with God, cleansed in Jesus' blood, clothed in Christ's righteousness, accepted in the Beloved, and given the entitlement to enter heaven, and the fitness as well to enter heaven. How is it with you? Are you ready? Are you saved? Are you in Christ? Have you left all, risen up to follow him? For you.
As the pastor of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, I do invite you and your family to our Western Bible Conference. This conference is in its third year and has moved around the various churches that we have in Williams Lake and in Calgary. And this year it is coming to our congregation in Cloverdale. The conference takes place from Friday the 31st of July. There will be an evening meeting, and then it continues on Saturday the 1st of August. There will be a gathering in the morning, and then there will be a meeting again in the evening. On the Lord's Day, the 2nd of August, we will be meeting at 10:30 a.m. in the morning and 6 p.m. in the evening, our normal times of worship. The preacher will be Pastor Logan Elder, who is the minister of Orlando Free Presbyterian Church in Florida in the United States. And he will be coming to bring God's word to our conference. We do warmly invite you and your family to come and join us. The various details and the times of the services are available on our website, www.cloverdalefpc.ca. That email address will be repeated at the end of today's program in a few moments. You can also email me, pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. You can also contact me on telephone 604-576-1091. And I'll be more than happy to pass on the various details of our conference to you. It is also important for Christians to have access to good and sound Christian literature. And this was one of the desires that we had for our conference when it commenced in 2024. And as a result of that, we will be having a book table at our conference on the Friday evening and on the Saturday. There will be a wide range of Reformed and evangelical materials available, books for children, devotionals, theological books, and a selection of Bibles. We also love the Puritans and the Puritan literature, and there will be a wide selection of Puritan books for you to consider. The Puritans loved the Word of God. They loved to expound the Scriptures and to emphasize the importance of righteous living, of living your life as an example that points to the Lord Jesus Christ and his so great salvation. They desire to know more of God day by day, and that is the aim for our conference, so that our congregation, those who attend, will grow in their spiritual walk. And so we invite you and your family to join us, and do visit our website for those additional details. Spurgeon brings us today to John 17, verse 23. I in them. If such be the union which subsists between our souls and the person of our Lord, how deep and broad is the channel of our communion. This is no narrow pipe through which a thread-like stream may wind its way. It is a channel of amazing depth and breadth, along whose glorious length a ponderous volume of living water may roll its floods. Behold, he hath set before us an open door. Let us not be slow to enter. The city of communion hath many pearly gates. Every several gate is one of pearl, and each gate is thrown open to the uttermost that we may enter assured of welcome. If there were but one small loophole through which to walk with Jesus, it would be a high privilege to thrust a word of fellowship through the narrow door. How much we are blessed in having so large an entrance. Had the Lord Jesus been far away from us, with many a stormy sea between, we should have longed to send a messenger to him, to carry him our loves, and bring us tidings from his Father's house. But see his kindness. He has built his house next door to ours. Nay, more, he takes lodging with us, and tabernacles in poor humble hearts, that so he may have perpetual intercourse with us. Oh, how foolish must we be, if we do not live in habitual communion with him. When the road is long and dangerous and difficult, we need not wonder that friends seldom meet each other, but when they live together, shall Jonathan forget his David? A wife may, when her husband is upon a journey, abide many days without holding converse with him, but she could never endure to be separated from him if she knew him to be in one of the chambers of her own house. Why, believer, dost not thou sit at his banquet of wine? Seek thy Lord, for he is near. Embrace him, for he is thy brother. Hold him fast, for he is thine husband. And press him to thine heart, for he is of thine own flesh. We come to the end of our program today. We thank you for joining with us here on Let the Bible Speak, and we trust the Word of God has indeed been a blessing to your heart and to your soul. Do send us an email and let us know that you are listening. Those details are at the end of this program. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. I'm Andrew Fitton, and we want to thank you for joining with us today. If these programs have been a blessing and an encouragement to you, or if you need spiritual help, or desire to know more about the gospel, please contact us. Our phone number is 604-576-1091. Or you can always contact us by email, pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. It is our desire that you would know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and be built up in your faith. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale, located at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. Our Sunday services take place at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We meet for Bible study and prayer on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And we warmly invite you and your family to join us as we seek to preach Christ in all his fullness to sinners in all their need. Again, you can contact me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com or by phone on 604-576-1091. We have a presence on Facebook, Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, and we're also responsible for the evangelistic page, Gospel Vancouver. Log on to Facebook, find us, check us out, and feel free to like, follow, and share. Again, our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. And it contains all the information for our church and radio ministry. And join us again Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for the preaching of God's precious word.